Amen. Stand in faith. I won't be before you too long today. We will be talking about people of faith. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day, Lord God. Father, we thank you for who you are, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you are the same God that you were in the Old Testament, the New Testament, and now, Lord Jesus. Father, we ask that you help us, Lord God, to understand the word that you've given me. Help me to preach it clearly, Lord Jesus. Help us to apply it to our lives, Lord God. Father, help us where our faith is weak. We thank you, Lord Jesus, in your name we pray. Amen. We are going to be talking about faith today. But before we jump in and talk about the people of faith, let's define faith. Here are two different definitions from two different sources. The first one is from the Oxford Dictionary, and it says, complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Strong belief in doctrines of a religion based on spiritual conviction rather than proof. We'll get back to that proof part. In the Bible, faith is defined primarily by Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1 says, now, faith is confident in what we hope for and assurance of what we do not see. What does that mean? It means that we have confidence and trust and reliance on God, His promises, even without the physical proof involving both intellectual agreement and active obedience and action. It is a deep-seated belief in God's existence and his rewards, leading to a committed life of trust, obedience, and a relationship with Christ for salvation. Let me say that one more time. Leading to a committed life of trust, obedience, and a relationship with Christ for salvation. Now, I just wanted to talk a little bit about that proof part. In the Oxford Dictionary, when I read that and it said rather than proof, I don't want us to believe that we just believe blindly because we do not believe blindly. We don't believe just because someone told us. We believe because the Bible is true. Our proof is in the Word of God. Let me say that again. Our proof is in the Word of God, is in the Bible. We are going to talk about three key people from the Bible who I believe have strong faith. The first person that I want to talk about is Abraham. Abraham, the father of faith. In Genesis 17:5, God changes Abram's name to Abraham. I just wanted to talk about that because as I'm reading, I will be saying Abram, but I want us to know that Abram and Abraham are the same people. Let's go to Genesis 15. 1 through 6. Genesis 15, 1 through 6. After this, the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, and you and very great reward. But Abram says, Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless? The one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, you have given me no children, so a servant in my household would be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him, this man will not be your heir, but a son who is of your own flesh and blood will be your heir. He took him outside and said, look up at the sky and count the stars. If indeed you can count them, then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. Abram believed the Lord and he credited it to his righteousness. Abraham believed the words of God. Abraham believed the words of God. He had faith in what God told him, even though it sounded impossible. Abraham still believed. Remember that Abraham and Sarah, they could not, they were old, they were beyond the age of having children. Sarah was barren, she could not conceive. But even with all of that, Abraham chose to believe the impossible. He chose to believe that he would have an heir. It wouldn't be a servant that would be his heir, but that he would have an heir. He believed the impossible. He believed that Sarah would have a child, even though it didn't seem like that was possible because she was barren. Abraham chose to believe the impossible, and he is the father of the nations through his son Isaac. Because of his son Isaac, he is the father of nations. So he did have an heir and he did believe. Our next person is David. David had faith in God because of experiences he had with God. God helped David on occasions while he was tending his sheep. There were times when animals were going after David's sheep, and he had to protect them. And David knew it was not his own strength that allowed him to protect his sheep. He knew that it was because of God's strength that he was able to do this. He knew that he could not do it on his own. God helped him defend and protect his sheep. But because of that, David had faith. His faith grew. And when the giant came against the Israelites, and no one wanted to go against him, David had faith. David had faith that he could go against that giant, Goliath. But it was because of what he had already experienced. His faith let him feel positive that he could go against this. I'm going to read Samuel, 1 Samuel 17:45, and this is what David says to Goliath. First Samuel 17:45. You come against me with a sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. He spoke the words, I come in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel. David knew it wasn't him standing before the giant by himself, but he knew that he was bringing God with him. God's army was terrified to go against the giant. They were dependent on their own strength. Instead of having faith in God, they were dependent on themselves on trying to defend the army. But David had faith in God. He had faith that God would protect him. David came with just a stone and a sling. Now, that would have been impossible for David to slay a giant who had a sword and a shield and a javelin. There's no way that David could have been able to defeat that giant. But because of his faith, God went before him. And that stone was able to be slung from a slingshot and hit the giant, and he died instantly. That was because David's faith. He believed that God was going to be with him and help him. It was his belief, it was his faith that God would be with him. Our next person that we'll talk about is Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul. Faith came from an experience with the resurrected Jesus. Jesus spoke to Paul, confirming who he was, and asked him, why was he persecuting his people? That experience on the Damascus Road changed Paul's life. Paul went from persecuting Christians, going out and trying to have them arrested. He was fine with them being killed. He thought he was doing the right thing. But then when Jesus spoke to him on that Damascus road, it changed everything. It showed him who Jesus really was. And he believed his faith grew in Jesus. In Galatians 2:20, Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. It was because of Christ. It was because of Jesus. His faith grew. And because of because his faith grew, Paul went on to write almost half of the New Testament. Because of his faith, he believed. So what does that really mean for the believers now? What does that mean for us right now? We've talked about the believers in the Bible, and there's plenty of other examples in the Bible that talks about faith. You have to have strong faith in God and His Son, Jesus Christ. You cannot believe one and not in the other. You have to believe in both God and Jesus. What this means is that our faith is important. We have to believe in God. We have to believe in Jesus. God in the Old Testament, who did the miracles, Jesus, who was our atonement for our sins, we have to believe in those things. We have to believe that the Bible is true. Our faith has to believe. Now, there's going to be times when we might waver a little bit, but that's where we have to pray and we have to dive in deep and we have to trust. It's not going to always be easy. There are going to be things that happen in our lives that make us question what's going on. And a lot of the things when we think about what happened in the Bible, those were things that were impossible. So sometimes things that are impossible, we're like, how can that happen? But it happens because of who we believe in. It happens because of God. Faith in Jesus involves trusting him as God's son, believing in his atonement, sacrifice, and resurrection for salvation, actively following his teachings through obedience, love, and reliance on his life. His life ch challenges leading us to a transformation life and an eternal life with God. That's what faith does for us. Will it always be easy to have faith? No. But do we need to have the faith? Yes. I think about the scripture where the man says, God, Jesus, help me with my unbelief. Help me with my unbelief. There are times that God is calling us to do something, and we're like, I can't see that happening. I can't, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense for us to do that. That doesn't make sense for me to do that. And that's when you have to call out, help me with my unbelief. I remember when God called me to be a stay-home mom. It made no sense. I had never desired to be a stay-home mom. But God was calling me to be a stay-home mom. And I didn't understand it. But now when I look back, he was with us the whole time and he provided for us. I thought, how can I be a stay-home mom? And we go to one income. That doesn't make any sense. But God provided. He allowed me to still work in the home and do what I loved, taking care of children. But I was at home with my children and helping them, which is what God had called me to do at that time. So sometimes that faith builds things in us that we don't even realize is building in us. It built a great relationship with my stepson, which I don't think we would have had if I didn't have that time with him. But it was because I eventually ended up being obedient and followed God's will. I had faith that whatever it was that he wanted me to do, it was going to work out for the better. And it did. Faith is more than just a thought. It is something that is active. We have to actively believe. We have to do the things that God is calling us to do. God can do the impossible. He shows us the impossible so that we know it is not of our own, but it is through him. Think about it. Abraham and Sarah were childless. They were far beyond the age of having children, but Abram had faith. Did he waver a little bit and try to fix it on his own? He did. But did he go back and realize that God had a plan? Did David defeat the giant with a small stone and a sling? He did. Is that something that could have been done without God? No. Paul went from a persecuting people for because of Jesus, because he didn't believe that Jesus was the Messiah, to being a follower of Jesus, someone who spoke out about Jesus and made sure that people understood that Jesus was the Messiah, the promised one. When I think about faith, I think about how important it is that when we go into this new year, that as we think about the things that we need to do, as we think about our life, that our faith needs to be leading us in the direction that we need to go. We need to follow God, trust God. Trust God in all that we do because He is the creator of all things and He created us. He has a plan for our life. I want to leave this with you. Trust God that He has the best plan for your life. Trust Him that He has the best plan for your life. Do you have faith in the one who created you? Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day, Lord. Father, we thank you for the faith that you've given us. Help us with our unbelief, Lord God. Help us when it gets hard for us to believe the impossible, Lord God. Help us to look at the Bible, Lord God, and see all of the different people in the Bible that had faith when there was no other reason to have it, but they trusted, they believed in you, Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to have that kind of faith, Lord God. Help us go into the year of 2026, Lord God, believing and trusting that you are walking this path with us, Lord God, that you are with us, Lord God, in everything that we're going through, Lord God, and all the good things and all the bad things, God, that you are with us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, with our unbelief. Help us to trust you, Jesus. We thank you and we praise you in your name, Jesus. Amen.